In this week's episode of Moving Beyond the Podcast, we revisit some of our past participants. We were curious to see if a session with a grief therapist followed by a session with a medium would change someone's perspective on life. Did they get some of their questions answered? How do they connect with their loved ones now? Were they able to move beyond some of the pressing issues that had caused them to seek us out in the first place? In episode 3, Moving Beyond Losing Everyone, we met with Shannon.
My name is Shannon, and I live in Corona, California, and have suffered a lot of loss in the last couple years in my immediate family. And I'm really hoping to get some help through mediumship and grief counseling to move forward in my life and take control of the here and now.
Shannon dealt with a tremendous amount of loss in a very short period of time, while also struggling with IVF. Her biggest fear was that she wasn't grieving, or that she wasn't grieving in the right way.
This is so hard. And, like, I know that he didn't choose to leave, but, like, how much I wish he was still here.
I feel like I just can't get my life together and, like, move forward, even though I'm doing all the motions. And, you know, it's like, it's affecting obviously, like, my struggles with, like, weight gain, and just, like, I keep getting told, like, I need to, like, release, like, some past life and, like, just energies in order to allow this, like, new good things to happen. And I just don't know how to do that. I don't know how to, like, get past this grieving point.
She returns to the show to discuss with Elizabeth about how she's moved forward and how she has new insights on her own grief process.
Well, hello, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for hopping on a quick call with me.
Absolutely.
Perfect. I just wanted to do a quick little follow-up with you about how your experience has been since you were on the podcast with Claire and Fleur. How has everything been going with you?
It's honestly been good. I don't know. I felt good. I felt like a lot of weight was lifted off of my chest.
That's awesome. And when you look back at your sessions with Fleur and Claire, what stands out the most for you?
So much. It's hard to. I think just getting more answers as far as, like, what happened to my dad that I never had before. And that as much as it doesn't make it better, that what my little brother had happened was likely related to my dad's issue. And then just some of the stuff with my mom, you know, that hearing that she recognizes her actions and she kind of knows that it was wrong.
I know at the time of your two sessions, part of the reason you wanted to speak with Fleur and Claire was that you were worried that you weren't grieving in the right way. Has that shifted for you?
Yeah, I feel like that's exactly right. I was so, like, everyone tells you, like, oh, well, you should be over it. You should be this. And it was just like, well, I have moments where I'm fine. And then I have moments where I can't stop crying for a half an hour in the car. And I think after, you know, speaking with both of them, it was just kind of like, it's your own way. Like, you have to feel however you're feeling. And I've kind of just accepted that now. And I've actually almost even let my husband in a little bit more, where, like, wow, if I'm having one of those moments where I'm going to cry, where I would probably run and hide before, mm-hmm, I now kind of just, like, stand there and I get, like, a look on my face and he knows I'm about to cry. And then I just do. And I'm actually able to kind of do it with him. And that's really helped.
Oh, I bet. That sounds so lovely.
Yeah. And, you know, probably something that I haven't really done since my dad passed. I just feel like I'm not recovered, but after all of the, like, with Fleur and with Claire, it was like, I didn't even really cry on the anniversary of my brother's passing. I was, like, thinking about him in a positive way and was able to look at pictures, and it just feels different.
Wow. That makes me so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty huge. So, because
yeah,
this time is usually really, really rough for me.
Oh, I'm so glad that was helpful for you. Did you share your mediumship session with anyone and the messages that came across? Did you talk to anyone about it?
I did. I know the actual episode came out last week, and I'm kind of like, do I tell them to listen to it or, you know, so,
yeah.
But, you know, and I think I'm going to, because I think it could be helpful for them too.
Yeah, I think that would be really nice. Hopefully it doesn't spark any sibling rivalry since your mom has a favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you find yourself living differently now, and how have your beliefs shifted? I think you kind of touched on that a little bit already.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to kind of allow myself to be happy now and focus on the things that I need to focus on, like my IVF and stuff like that. And that's another thing that really stood out was when Fleur was able to say, like, I think, like, I see that as your next step. I think you're doing it a second time. I think, like, I see that. She said something along those lines.
Yeah.
And after the session, I kind of came home and I was like, you know what? Like, we can't waste any more time. Like, we got to do it. And we did, and we started, and I've been way more relaxed about it and kind of just ready for it. I know they said they would do everything they could on their end. So
yeah,
trying to do the same on mine.
It's really nice. You sound much more relaxed and calm than the first couple of times that we spoke.
Yeah, I feel it. I really do. And it's a nice feeling. And I think looking through pictures has been a lot of that. Like, you know, like, it's okay to look at a picture of me and my dad and my brother. And
and
I feel like that, you know, sometimes I smile, sometimes I cry, but I think I've accepted that that's the process part of it instead of just avoiding it completely.
That's really, just exploding my heart. You know, it's making me feel so great.
Thank you. It really just both of them and having that experience, I really took a lot away from it and listening to it back and over again. Like, I feel like I'm going to do it like another 30 times, just like keep me like on track and going in that direction. It just kind of finally hit me. It was like, I have to be able to accept the you know, like when I have it, when it comes, and accept the happiness with the sad when that comes. Otherwise I'm going to stay stuck forever.
Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to catch up with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank Claire and Fleur and you for everything you've done. It was a really awesome experience, and I'm very thankful.
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Okay, have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Episode 5, Moving Beyond Suppressed Grief, we met Billy.
Hi, my name's Billy. I live in Southern California. I'm trying to come to grips with the passing of my father and my sister. So I'm hoping that this will bring more clarity to my emotions of how I felt surrounding when they passed and just still years later.
When we first met Billy, he expressed that he wasn't very good at talking about his grief. He felt like it was starting to get in the way of his relationships with his wife and his daughter.
That's one of the problems, is I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to do anything. And then eventually I'll have these moments where it would just overflow and it's just too much. And then it's right back to, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal with it.
Today, Billy and his wife join co-producer Elizabeth to talk about his journey forward.
Wonderful. Well, welcome both Billy and Shalay.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for joining me for this little revisit after the Moving Beyond experience. I'm really excited to kind of check in with the both of you, since Shalay, I know that you signed Billy up for this whole experience.
I did.
So yeah. I'm curious, what prompted you to want to sign him up for something like this?
Well, my dad actually just passed away in February, and we had recently had a conversation where he would ask me how I was doing, how I was feeling. And I told him, honestly, I don't know how comfortable I am completely opening up to you because you didn't seem to really mourn or grieve your family members that died in a way that I can relate to. He was able to jump right back into normal life pretty quickly, and it seemed like easily. And I was really, I'm still struggling with my dad's passing. And
of course,
I thought, I told him, I said, I don't want to seem to you like I am just dragging this out, being over dramatic, because I know it didn't affect you as much as it's affecting me. And he told me, he said, it's not that it didn't affect me, it's that I haven't dealt with it. And so I knew that he really needed to revisit all of those events in his life, and something had to be the catalyst.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you for reaching out, and then kudos to you, Billy, for actually saying yes and sort of taking that challenge. Because I know that you were even hesitant to speak to a medium. So what made you agree to kind of go with it?
Yeah, I just kind of, I don't know. I just agreed to go with it and just see where it takes me. Yeah, the medium, definitely I was skeptical and thought that this was going to be kind of, I don't know, wacky or something. And that was the most fulfilling part of the experience so far. So yeah, it was really great.
When you look back on your sessions with Claire and Fleur, what were the things that stood out the most for you?
It just helped just with having me just kind of just be able to, you know, reflect back and just really feel that they were there, and speaking through Fleur was, it was amazing, and just really gave me just some happiness and some closure that I don't think I ever had.
Yeah. And Shalay, when after this whole experience, have you noticed some changes in Billy? Or
I mean, the day of his session with Fleur, he was elated. He seemed so happy and excited, like really just excited to talk about it. And I hadn't seen him like that before when talking about his dad and his sister, as far as how he feels towards them or and about everything now since their passings. So that's been new, and that's, I'm really, really happy for him that he's gotten that peace and that closure. I mean, we're doing good, and I feel more comfortable at this point to talk about my loss and my grief as well. It's just something that we both have to work at.
Yeah.
To keep working.
Of course. Did you share your experience with your father and your sister with your siblings at all?
I did. I talked to them. I mean, honestly, a lot about Fleur. I sent Shalay the whole audio file, and then I also sent my mom the audio file kind of thing. So I thought, I can't speak more highly of that experience. And that was just an amazing, just kind of eye-opening thing, because I really just forever thought, no, this is just some fake or somebody swindling you. Or, of course, there's a John in your family. There's a John in every family, kind of thing, you know? it was amazing. It was awesome, you know?
Yeah. So out of the whole situation, what's kind of been your biggest takeaway? Do you find yourself doing anything differently, or...?
I think my biggest takeaway is I would like to explore maybe mediums more and just connecting with that. And really just my biggest takeaway is I think that, you know, there are obviously truly gifted people out there like Fleur. And I think that's amazing. And I think that it'd be silly of me not to want to try and kind of get that again. And, you know, whether it's Fleur or somebody else kind of thing, just try to connect and just kind of go deeper on that. I think that would be great. And then also just getting back into therapy, I think.
Yeah. Maybe keep talking about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I really thank you guys so much for joining me today and doing a little bit of a recap. And I hope that you can continue moving beyond your grief.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
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 In episode 4, Moving Beyond a Motherless Childhood,
we met Carrie.
My name is Carrie, and I live between the Rocky Mountains and the East Coast. I have my feet in both places. Both of my parents died of cancer, my mom 20 years ago, and my dad in the past couple of years. And I have been very grief-stricken since my father's death. There's been a lot of turmoil in my life, and I hope through the sessions with Claire and Fleur that I'll be able to reconnect to my parents to move forward.
In her sessions, Carrie expressed that the absence of her mother was felt doubly because after her passing, no one really talked about her mother anymore. It was as if she'd never existed. When Carrie's father passed years later, all the trauma surrounding her mother came bubbling back up to the surface.
It's been a challenge to even have the opportunity to grieve. We sort of missed the opportunity to grieve our mother because we were too young and we didn't have the type of grief support that we needed because for the most part, it didn't really exist 20 years ago for children. And then with our dad, we suddenly found ourselves in the middle of disentangling and settling a very complicated estate. So the emotional and sort of spiritual side of the experience went to the side.
Carrie sits down with Elizabeth to talk about how she's moved forward and how she has a new connection with her parents now.
Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm great, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I want to thank you for getting on to chat with me a little bit about what's been going on since the podcast aired. When you look back on your sessions with Claire and Fleur, what stands out the most for you?
For me, you know, what stands out is the fact that, you know, they both emphasize that my parents are very much with me, even if they're with me in a different form, a different shape. It was, you know, to reconnect with my mom in particular and to understand that she's been with me all along. It was profoundly moving. Just today, in fact, you know, typically my brothers and I have had no interest in Mother's Day. We haven't necessarily, you know, stayed away from Mother's Day, but we haven't used it as a time for reflection. It's just been one more Sunday for us. And today was the first day that I've acknowledged Mother's Day in 20 years. And I actually went and purchased flowers for myself, telling the florist, you know, that I was getting them for a special person. And in essence, they were, you know, for my mom.
Yeah. Well, I found it interesting, too. You had said, I think with your session with Claire, that you couldn't even imagine that your mom would come through in the mediumship reading. So were you surprised that your mom came through first and so strongly?
I was quite surprised. Yes. I was looking back on my notes from the reading. You know, my mom really was at the heart of the reading because it was with my mom that we had this sense of unfinished business. You know,
absolutely.
I was far too young to process her loss. I was so moved by the specificity of her message, the emphasis that I should return and remember and where I came from. I think my father's message was consistent with what I would have heard from him in life.
Yeah.
The fact that he came through was really the first time that I haven't felt deracinated, sort of cut off from the source, cut off from my home, because just imagining having a mother is almost inconceivable for me at this point.
She also sent really beautiful messages of support to you regarding your job. And you expressed in the reading that that was definitely needed at this time. So has that provided some clarity or guidance for you on your career path?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been in a state of transition because my father's cancer forced me to step back from what was a thriving career. And I've been, you know, unclear about my direction since his diagnosis and death. And, you know, there's been, you know, profound anxiety about what comes next. And knowing that, you know, there is something good on the horizon has actually calm me down some significantly. I, you know, have been seeking ways to tap back into
the sense of calm that I had after that reading. I've started running in a beautiful park, and that experience has been really transcendent, and it's put me back in the headspace where I can receive messages from my parents in the same way that Fleur was transferring them to me.
Yeah, and that was kind of leads into some of the next questions that I had about have you had the opportunity now to grieve for your parents since you were so caught up in the packing the house and getting things organized, and you were questioning with Claire, like, how do you even open up that grief? Have you been able to kind of figure that out a little more now?
Absolutely. You know, I realized that in many ways I've been holding myself back from joy because I haven't embraced the grief. And so for me, you know, grieving, you know, looks like taking these runs and, you know, wearing myself down to feel the emotions that I need to feel. So not that I move past them,
sure.
but I move beyond being stuck in pain. Because I think both Claire and Fleur in different ways were very clear that my parents would want me to be happy. You know, they've given me the opening to embrace that happiness.
Wonderful. And did you share your mediumship reading with your brother? Like, did you talk to him about it?
I actually did not. I kept the mediumship reading completely private because I did not, you know, want to influence the process in any way. But my real hope is that other motherless daughters like me will hear it. And know that their mothers are with them too.
Yeah, I think that they definitely will. And your story has been so just heart opening to share. So thank you for doing that with us.
We had never really grieved. And I think, as I said before, in talking to Claire and Fleur, it was only then that I realized the enormity of my loss. And I had not had a sense of how present they were in my life before the reading. And so it was an amazing experience, a moving experience, and one that really is still beyond description.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. And thanks for giving us a quick update on what's been going on.
Awesome. Thank you. Great to talk to you.
You too. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Moving Beyond is an original production produced by Elizabeth Mihelich and Fleur Lesink. You can find Claire Bidwell-Smith on her website at www.clairebidwellsmith.com, CLAIREBIDWELLSMITH.com, and Fleur at mediumfleur.com, MediumFleur.com. If you're interested in being on a future episode of Moving Beyond, please send us an email to podcasts@mediumfleur.com. podcasts@mediumfleur.com.